The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We are live. Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. You're about to hear some of the most powerful 9/11 inside information ever. Here's John Bowne's report.
First class, galley flight attendant and our purser's been stabbed. And we can't get the cockpit. The door won't open.
How should the U.S. respond to such a devastating?
Well, I think they have to respond quickly and effectively. They have to find out exactly what the cause was, who did it, and they have to go after these people because there is no other choice. Obviously, the war in Iraq is a big fat mistake, all right? It took Jeb Bush, took him 5 days before his people told him what to say, and he ultimately said it was a mistake. The war in Iraq, we spent $2 trillion, thousands of lives, we don't even have it. Iran is taking over Iraq with the second largest oil reserves in the world. We have destabilized the Middle East.
On Monday, the Obama administration and the State Department said the release of the papers detailing Saudi involvement in the 9/11 attacks and its support for al-Qaeda would damage U.S. national security and endanger citizens living abroad. Both the Obama and Bush administrations have refused to release the papers stored in a guarded vault beneath Washington, D.C. The FBI has also refused to unseal the documents. It needs to be classified, former director of the FBI Robert S. Mueller said in a secret meeting. The White House has threatened to veto legislation that would release the documents. It's difficult to imagine a scenario where the president would sign it, White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters on Monday. He said the bill would jeopardize international sovereignty and put the U.S. at a significant risk. Obama allies on Capitol Hill, including an unnamed Republican senator, have vowed to prevent the Senate from taking up the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. The bill would remove Saudi Arabia's immunity in federal court and allow victims of the 9/11 attacks to sue the kingdom.
Governor Bush,
how we doing?
Good. All right, good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
you
be one to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Well,
Andrew may have them.
Hopefully we can get them.
In order to have the bill move forward, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would need to file procedural motions. 60 votes are required to have the bill move forward.
After 9/11, it was clear that the Congress was going to be called upon to conduct some form of an inquiry as to what happened. The decision by the leadership was to combine the intelligence committees of the House and the Senate into a single body. For the first time in the history of the Congress, that had occurred.
On April 10th, the former chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and co-chair of the bipartisan joint congressional inquiry into the 9/11 attacks, Bob Graham, told CBS News he believes Saudi Arabia was behind the attacks.
What I'm trying to tell you is, so what? We did not invent corruption.
Graham said support came from the Saudi government, charities, and rich people in the country. He said that support was downplayed because of the special relationship between the United States and the Saudi Arabian Kingdom. The evidence is overwhelming. For example, here's Donald Rumsfeld chomping at the bit to keep the momentum of the New World Order's tyrannical soft war moving.
We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. Hell, the perception of the threat is so low in society that it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe. There's a low threat perception. Correction for that, I suppose, is an attack.
Building 7, I often hear about. No plane hit Building 7. Why did Building 7 come down? What do you tell people?
What is Building 7?
Building 7.
I have no idea. I've never heard that.
We must never forget our fellow Americans that paid the ultimate price in a bid to end the American way, quarterbacked by a protected elite class now blackmailing the U.S. government by threatening to sell off $750 billion in U.S. assets. This obvious and inflated admission of guilt by the Saudis begs the question, how much are the 2,996 innocent fellow American lives that perished on 9/11-2001 worth to you?
What's going on, Betty? Betty, talk to me. Betty, are you there?
John Bound for Infowars.com.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm not observing what they're doing in their room. Take me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He saw and died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas
are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
How can this youth? Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing just amazing historical things happen every day now. The conspiratorial, patriot, extreme right-wing view of the world is being documented to be the true state of the planet and how things operate. Now, I don't call it the extreme right-wing patriot movement. That's what the mainstream media calls it. We are a movement based in the United States, but allied across the world. There are patriots and pro-humans in parties in Africa, in parties in Asia, in parties in Europe, in parties in Central and South America, as well as North America and the Pacific Islands, right through to Australia. We study history. We study economics. We study empires. We study cartels. We are learned. We are informed. We are involved. We are empowered individuals, as the Pentagon calls us. And the Pentagon is tasked with going after its number one enemy. Jade Helm's own documents admitted, the empowered individual, not a terrorist, not a criminal, but the empowered individual, enlightened with the mind of Renaissance, that individual will not fit in to this new robotic planetary dark age that the establishment is trying to foist upon us. But the spirit of liberty that beats in the human breast, the indomitable human spirit that refuses to submit, is beginning to rise. And just as the earth itself goes through birth pains, and just as tectonic activity rises to the highest level ever recorded, just as volcanoes begin to erupt, as above, so below. That's what the ancient alchemists said. And you're seeing that happen yet again in front of everyone. This is a great time of change. A lot of horrible things are going to happen in the next decade, obviously. But a lot of amazing things are going to happen as well. Humanity is entering its birthright of super science. And I use the 1900 term for comic book super science, imaginary super science. What was super science 100 years ago has been surpassed in almost every imagination of the mind of man. Quite a species. And that's why you've been told you're ugly. It's why you've been told you're a failure. It's why you've been told you're not beautiful and have no power. Because as Mahatma Gandhi said, in our heart, in each human, there is the seed of the universe. That's what we're talking about here today. The globalists want to rob that seed, that potential of our destiny, and run for the hills with it. This is a mugging, a cosmic globalist mugging of our species, an attempt to harness our species. True slavery. Slavery to the next power. Slavery squared. Total control of reality. False paradigms. Programmed masses. Donald Trump, just a symbol of populism, a flawed one, as all humans are. was able to have an election. The last five contests that the Republicans canceled them and just gave all the votes to the anointed one, Ted Cruz, anointed by, I guess, our high priest, Glenn Beck, because he said so. And he wears ironic sweaters to look non-threatening. So everything's fine when he creeps around. We must do what he says. Him and Count Chocula. Ted Cruz. Trump actually got to have an election, and he dominated getting all the delegates in New York. Now, of course, Hillary was behind the polls in New York, but Bernie Sanders magically lost. And, of course, when he wins states, he gets the delegates. That's why Cruz just started having the Republicans cancel primaries all out, because if you have them and then give the delegates when Trump wins in Tennessee, Arizona, Louisiana, and a bunch of other states, it's a little bit embarrassing, you know, like in Wyoming was another one. So you just cancel things outright like Colorado and now other states. And the problem is that they can't get the Republicans and the party machines in states like Pennsylvania and New York. They're just not agreeing to say there was never voters, they didn't exist, and you're a kook if you say it. I saw this talking point starting 3 weeks ago, and I played a lot of clips of it, made a big deal out of it, because Cruz would go on national television and radio and say the Texas senator, I mean, I got to say it, the carpetbagging senator. I now do not accept Ted Cruz as a Texan. He's not from here. Nothing against Canadians. You got a great country. But, you know, just please, man, stop with the cowboy hats and the boots and making us all look bad, okay? I mean, seriously. I mean, you hand that guy a lariat, he'd think it was for hanging the Constitution by the neck until dead. He wouldn't know what to do with it. So there was a paradigm shift when Sean Hannity, who I've been a critic of over the years, you know, at least he's pro-gun and stuff. I mean, I'm not an enemy with him. I don't think he's not duplicitous and sneaky like Glenn Beck. And I don't like to bash these people. I'm not in competition with them. I'm changing the narrative. I'm changing the talking points. They follow us, and that's a fact. We influence them and take their fake conservatism and bring it into true constitutional libertarianism, because we educate the public to where they're forced to follow or become passé, become obsolete, become redundant, become vestigial, become ceremonial, become empty if they don't follow, because the truth is unstoppable. But to his credit, Hannity really got it, and I'm going to play the clip coming up. Cruz is on. He goes, listen, man, you've been on my show more than anybody, and you keep playing this mind game where you talk about landslides in these terms. You've been canceling elections. And don't give me this nothing's going on and voters aren't upset. My audience is really upset. We're going to play the clip, but that's a paraphrase. And Cruz just keeps going, no, I won a landslide. I won. He's a sore loser. Only Trump. I mean, it's just amazing. And to finally see Hannity go, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Because when someone's looking at you, insulting you, it's like if you're standing there at high noon outside and the sky's blue and somebody goes, no, it's not. It's black. Or it's purple. And you're like, no, it's an azure blue sky, heavenly. And they look at it and they go, I say it's not. There comes a point where no matter how big your red carpet is or how fancy your tuxedo is or how slick you can talk, people just go, hey, the sky's blue, 2 + 2 = 4, Obamacare's a ripoff, you are coming after our guns, the country's run by foreign banks, the Chinese communists lecture us and own our debt and tell us what to do, along with the Saudi Arabians who run slave brothels. They're lecturing us on human rights, and they run the UN Human Rights Commission. Man, this is funnier than George Carlin, if it wasn't so serious! So, look, the world is going to decide that 2 + 2 = 4, or it's not, as Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, wrote in 1948, when he published 1984. What he believed it would be like if the socialists took over, they would destroy language, turn everything on its head, call tyranny love, create social justice warrior networks of young trendies running around, denouncing everyone to have them drug off the re-education centers, because he'd worked for the British Secret Police, he'd been in MI6 and OSS, and he'd worked for the communists as well as a commander in the Spanish Civil War fighting the Nazis. He wrote essay after essay, nonfiction, about how he figured out the communists were as bad as the Nazis. And how they didn't want to set up a nice world, and they wanted to rape your wife and have you starve to death when they sat up in a castle. They want to stomp on your face because they like it. You ask, why does a pedophile want to grab your kid out of their backyard? It's horrible. Why? Because you're not like them. You're attracted to Wonder Woman. Who wouldn't be? Powerful, beautiful, creature made of God, reproductive, the feminine energy. That's what a real man's attracted to. Not these people. They want to grab your five-year-old out of the backyard and torture him to death. Okay? That's who they are.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men.
looking at InfoWars.com right now. I'm also looking at DrudgeReport.com. If you're a TV viewer, I'm going to point to it. Saudi Arabia borrows $10 billion as oil slump drains reserves. Well, they supposedly have all these trillions, but they got to borrow money. Because they've got more than 10,000 princes worth hundreds of millions or billions apiece, depending on which one you talk about, in all their little palaces. You always hear about these people worth, you know, $100 million, these boxers, and a year later they're bankrupt. A fool and his money will soon be parted. Fresh evidence links Saudi Arabian government to 9/11. Mainstream news. We're going to get into those articles. Again, paper. National poll. Only 6% trust media. But it should be less. And then Politico founder says the death of the clicks is here. Yeah, I called in my sales staff for radio ads and click ads 4.5 years ago. And I said, listen, I'm going to let 3 of you go, and I'm going to keep 2 of you. And I said, I'm doing this because people have been fighting me on sponsorship, and I said, I will only take stuff that I endorse that I absolutely know is the best. And I have to hear constantly about how, this is a pretty good sponsor. And I said, let me explain something. You're going to see the death of the clickbait. And everything is going to be about viral videos and news and analysis and people and sources that the population trust. So credibility is everything. Not just to be successful, but to who I am. Now, I'm not a total purist, because you can't be. I'm on radio stations across this country airing local ads and things that I can't tell you are perfect, and I can't speak for them, and I'm not judging anybody. The network, quite frankly, has some ads that things that I can't vet or speak for, but that's their ads. That's fine. Some are great. Some, probably not so great. I'll just be honest with you, in my view. Nobody's perfect, but you got to make a real effort. You got to make a real effort. I'm not going into a plug here. I'm explaining my philosophy. That you better treat people like you want to be treated. I mean, that's, man, I tell you, the golden rule really makes a lot of sense to me. And just like you're seeing the collapse of the media, the old dinosaur media, and just like you're seeing the collapse of the establishment and their attempt to reach into totalitarianism to save their program, they even convinced themselves that the collapse that was coming out of their predatory system would be good to consolidate control. But in truth, they're all greedy and backstabbing as well, and haven't even been following their own eugenics protocols, and this whole thing is going to spin out of control and explode. They think they can just follow the AI computer systems they've got and follow decisions off of trends. That only works if the people running the system actually let the artificial intelligences control it, but they don't. They're getting in there constantly trying to tweak it or change it to improve their combine's particular position. And so the combines more and more are at odds with each other, and there's cracks forming in these alliances. I don't need an AI algorithm to tell me that. I got the one built over this species development. And all the experiences of my ancestors, I'll put that up against your supercomputer any day. Because I have morals, and I have a compass, and I have a rule, a social code I follow because it's written in my DNA. That's the thing about evil people. They think because they can cheat and steal and lie and do bad things and get ahead for a little while that they're advanced and intelligent. They think really good people don't understand evil and don't understand all the things they know and more, and that we're weak because we won't use the type of tactics you use, you're fools. You're like someone that gets in the community pool that's got 50 people swimming in it and starts urinating in it, telling yourself that, oh, it's just me doing it, but then everybody else starts doing it. Or let's go on further. You start doing not number one, but the other one in the pool. And that's what you guys are doing. You think it's not affecting you and your kids, and the pool looks like a latrine at this point. You people don't even care if nuclear reactors melt down now. You just turn the alarms off and let them leak, 93% of them, the International Atomic Energy Commission admits, are leaking currently. They're just falling apart, melting down, exploding. They used to at least care. They don't care anymore. You people are disconnected. You've stolen trillions, you live in palaces, and you're disconnected from the grassroots. Well, I'm not. Oh, Politico, thank you for telling me that the click age is ending. We told you 4 years ago. We changed it with our own internal funded model. We are the trailblazers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's a cheesy song, but everybody knows they love it. So I'll admit, I don't think it's cheesy. I like it. Crank it up. It's the Eye of the Tiger. Ha!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Pull up. Red light, look over at the ladies. Of course, you're a married guy, can't do that. The Eye of the Tiger, baby. Not acting confident. I am confident. Confident in the truth. Confident in my love of humanity. Rising up. Thrill of the fight.
Rising up. Back on the street.
Yeah, let's play some of this.
Did my time, took my chances.
I did my time. I took my chances.
Went the distance, now I'm back on.
I want to salute all the patriots out there that exposed 9/11 as an inside job. You've been vindicated yet again. Federal Reserve's private. Vindicated. Stock markets, everything rigged. Vindicated. Cancer viruses in the polio vaccines. Now globally recalled. Vindicated. Fluoride, brain-damaging people in mass. Vindicated. Vindicated. Pro-human, anti-eugenics. Humans of the stars and beyond. Vindicated. Committed to win. Vindicated. Spirit of 1776 rising. Vindicated. That toast is with coffee. They say that's not good luck. Yeah, it is. We're toasting to the big wake-up that's happening right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I say this broadcast is a teleprompter free. It is teleprompter free. But it is guided by something else. Human will. And a script written thousands of years ago. It's the same fight every generation goes through. But this one is the key crossroads, the gateway to the future. In the eye of the tiger right now, the commitment. It isn't thinking about winning. It's going to win. We're going to break the chains. They tell you caring and having passion is stupid. Being scared little nerd. Hiding out is the way to go. When I say a scared little nerd, I mean the big, tough guys acting like they got all the answers. When you start talking to them, that lake's a mile wide, a millimeter deep. What we're talking about has no depths. It's eternal. It's continual. It's a figure eight set on its side. Infinity. Stare into infinity. Glenn Beck says I'm scary. You bet I am. If I was him, I'd be scared. Scared of the truth. Scared of the standard. Being lifted up against the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood. All right, there you go. A little bit of spoken word for you, ladies and gentlemen. Good stuff. Just admit you love the song, folks. Don't be ashamed of it. Rap song threatens riot, Trump assassination, media celebrates. Paul Watson wrote this article yesterday, and I mentioned it, I covered it some, but I didn't play it, we bleeped it. And the reason I'm covering it the day after we broke it, the day after it was on Drudge, it went super viral, it was the fifth biggest story on Google News. I started to read the comments on World Hip Hop Star, or whatever it's called. I followed some of the links, and man, it was just very, very saddening. Because it's even a kind of a well-natured video. It's like, I like white people, and I like Mexicans, and I'm, you know, a black guy, and man, we're all together, but boy, I tell you that, Trump's a racist, and he's scary, and he's coming to get us, and somebody needs to kill him. And these folks really think they're fighting somebody evil because the media told them so. It's sad. It's sad. Donald Trump has said he thinks vaccines are dangerous because it hurt his family. And Donald Trump, by the way, nobody even knows that. I'm just going to stop right there. Donald Trump knows China has a 35% tariff on us on average. Sometimes it's higher. So it's impossible to compete, and they're shutting us down. So this is somebody who the elite are scared of because they've got a dossier on him, and they believe he really intends to deliver. Why wouldn't you want to deliver and save America and be a superstar and be the new George Washington? And, yeah, it's because he is an egomaniac, a good one. That's a bad trait. If you're a good person who cares about other people and you've got delusions of grandeur and they happen, they're not delusions of grandeur. A couple times I've been called by like Psychology Today and the big psychology publications. One time it was a Clinton operative to the interview. It was a psychologist. And he's asked me during the interview, he goes, so you think people watch you in public and talk about you in public? And I said, yeah, I'm a public figure. Some people do. And he goes, so then in the magazine, I'm narcissistic and crazy and think people are talking about me because I'm imagining it. And I was talking to another psychologist that was doing a piece. I went ahead and talked to him just for fun. And I was telling him how many listeners we had. And they were laughing. Oh, no, sure. And then in the article, it said that I basically was exaggerating our audience. Actually, our audience is bigger than I say, but the numbers I give you are what we can prove. It's not about Alex Jones, but Alex Jones in this radio show is a microcosm of the success of the Liberty Movement, and Gallup polls and other polls out showing the mainstream media has a 6% approval rating. Well, 6% trust it. Trust. It's Congress has a 9% approval rating for a couple of years now. And they sit there in their arrogant con artist mode. I mean, I rarely do interviews anymore, but when I do, I'm going to start taping them. I'm going to say, yeah, I'll do an interview with you at the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or Vanity Fair or wherever. But I'll do it over the phone, and I'll do it. I'm going to tape it and put the whole interview out. Because I'll sit there, and they'll go, so you believe there's a world government? And I'll go, yeah, give me a few quotes of world leaders. And they go, oh, that's another world government they're talking about. And they play these mind games. In fact, let me play the Sean Hannity piece first, because this is Sean Hannity just going, look, man, I'm not playing along with this. Stop it. Senator Cruz, you've been on this show more than anybody, he tells him, because he's been a supporter of him before. But you see Cruz destroying himself with Clinton-level whoppers. I mean, lies that would make Pinocchio blush, that would make Pinocchio's nose blush, and Geppetto run in fear. I mean, he is stabbing himself on his own Pinocchio nose. He is falling on his own lies. He's going, we've had a huge landslide. The democracy has spoken. The voters have spoken. These are the terms he uses. Landslide, grassroots rebellion, uprising. Complaining Donald, loser Donald. They've never canceled these things before. I guess in Nevada once they did 4 years ago, and it was a huge to-do, so they didn't do it this year as bad. But, I mean, this is the biggest theft we've ever seen where they look at us. I was getting a cup of coffee. Quote John Goodman, I'm finishing my coffee. Oh, yeah. Sitting right here and finishing my coffee. And I'm back. You haven't seen The Big Lebowski. You don't get it, folks. I'm back there in the coffee room, and we got TVs on in every room to monitor enemy transmissions, literally. When I say enemy transmissions, I mean enemy transmissions. And we're sitting there watching it, and it's Paul Ryan with those little schoolgirl eyes of his. But you know the Republican leadership just loves, you know, those parties. And you just see him looking up at you, those little eyes. And pretty boy Paul Ryan, and he's sitting there going, we're going to follow the rules, and that's what we're going to do with the delegates. And, you know, the delegates can vote who they want. So we're going to follow the rules. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so creepy. Folks, understand, we have election laws. You act like one person, one vote. It's a felony to vote illegally. There's all this public money spent. We have popular vote, and if you say we don't, well, then we need to change what you're doing, because that makes you a dictatorship. Even if what you're saying is true, you can just declare yourselves this new oligarchy in the parties, like the Central Committee. And Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and others, just a few months ago, would kind of go in and out of attacking Trump or supporting him, because they know where the populist movement is, whether you love Trump or hate him. They don't want to be against their audience. Now they're forced to come out against the Republican establishment because their listeners are driving them to do it. And that's a beautiful thing. They're not buying it. And that's why Hannity's like, stop, stop, stop saying you had a landslide in states where there was no election. Stop it! And that's how I feel when somebody sits there and con games me. I've got pretty good children. But my son has a tendency to put tangerine and orange peels, he's done it since he was 2 years old, under the couch cushions. And the other day, we're in there, we're reading, we're in the living room, the classical music's on, this is what's going on in my house on Saturday, and I'm watching stuff tangerine peels underneath the seat, just unconsciously. And about an hour later, I said, son, Rex, go over there and get the peels out. And he goes, there are no peels. I looked up and said, you see those? He goes, I didn't do that. And I said, you're grounded for a week, brother, and you're out of tennis practice and everything else. And he looked at me, and he's so honest, he's so good. But when they're young, they get to that age, they want to test stuff out. He goes, well, I don't really remember doing it. And I said, you subconsciously stuffed them under there right in front of me an hour ago. And it's just little stuff like that. And I didn't really get mad at him, but he's not a 50-something-year-old U.S. senator. So I watched stuff the orange peels under the seat, under the red sofa. I watched it. Don't tell me, Cruz, I didn't see it. Stop treating me like a moron. He's got top psych warfare British firms writing his scripts now. Oh, you're paying millions so they come up with total ball-face con lies to keep stating? The democracy is spoken, landslides, I get all the delegates, I'm winning, the people have spoken, this is an uprising. You know, I could have told you those lies for nothing. I mean, notice how the con man goes to the bigger con man, like the emperor's new clothes, and pays them for the imaginary gold-sewn outfit he's going to wear, and there's nothing there. And Ted Cruz has put on this outfit and walked out naked in front of everyone and went, I'm winning the grassroots, I'm the king. Everybody's going, he's butt naked. But the media goes, no, he's not, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. And finally, the people just go, you know what, he is naked. Man, put it away. Put some underwear on, Cruz. And he's like, it's golden. You know the parable of the emperor's new clothes. I'm sure you do, folks. If not, just Google it. So let's go to Hannity. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's long, but he just starts flipping out on him. As he should. This is the normal behavior. When you're being lied to, here it is.
It's more than a process question. It's an integrity of the election question, and everybody's asking me this question. So I'm giving you an opportunity to explain it.
Sean, the only people asking this question are the hardcore Donald Trump supporters.
Why do you do this every single time? You got to stop. Every time I have you on the air and I ask a legitimate question, you try to throw this in my face. I'm getting sick of it. I've had you on more than any other candidate on radio and TV. So if I ask you, Senator, a legitimate question to explain to the audience, why don't you just answer it?
Sean, can I answer your question without being interrupted?
Go ahead.
In the last 3 weeks, there have been 5 elections in 5 states. Utah, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Colorado, Wyoming. We've won all 5. Over 1.3 million people voted in those 5 states.
What?
We won all 5.
What?
All of this noise and complaining and whining has come from the Trump campaign. Because they don't like the fact that they've lost 5 elections in a row, that Republicans are uniting behind our campaign, so they're screaming on Drudge, and it's getting echoed. This notion of voterless election, it is nonsense. They are making it up. Over 1.3 million people voted. We won landslide in all 5. Now, there is a second component beyond the elections, which is the individual delegates are elected by the people. Donald Trump's campaign does not know how to organize on the grassroots. And so when the delegates are elected, conservative activists, real conservative activists, and they elect delegates, and we are winning those elections over and over and over again. The Donald Trump campaign doesn't know what they're doing. They don't show up. In Colorado.
Okay, so they go and they claim, oh, you were all delegates from years ago. That's how it works. You show up, and there's just no election, and then they organize who they think is pledged to Cruz, and they claim he wins all 34 delegates, and he calls that a voter. This is the new weird, again, alchemy, twisting, turn lead into gold baloney that they're engaged in. And then he goes into states where he wins the popular vote in Arizona and all these other places, Louisiana, Tennessee, and then takes them, Georgia. And then it turns out in many cases, the party's just claiming these superdelegates are represented. They're just making it up. Lawsuits are being filed. And then just like a lawyer would do, a fancy Goldman Sachs lawyer would do, I mean, I love New Yorkers. I love Northerners. I love real Americana Yankees. I don't like a bunch of foreigners move in and then say they don't like Donald Trump because he's not an American, and then the person that wasn't even born here. Nothing against people that weren't born here, but, you know, folks bashing Donald Trump. But I'll tell you, you got somebody from Canada talking about Donald Trump and New York values and bashing Donald Trump. The folks with New York values that he was talking about, slicksters, con artists like Goldman Sachs people like himself, they're the ones that voted for you, Cruz. That's where he got votes, was in Manhattan. The people, the farmers, the shop owners, the factory owners in the smaller towns in rural New York, they went basically 100% for Trump. Those are New York values, and those are Texas values. It makes me sick to see somebody from Canada play the region card on the American people. who are battling for this country's future. This country is in a death battle. And Americans have to come together now against the globalists and the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and everybody else lecturing us. And I don't want to hear any more of that Hillary Clinton bashing Southerners with her crud or fake Southerners bashing Northerners. It's a load of bull. It's more balkanization, more race baiting, more garbage. Now, by the way, I've gotten to where when we have a special, I end it on the day we're going to end it, generally. And it's normally because we can only have a special so long, because if something gets ready to sell out, we got to hold some back. If you sign up for AutoShip, you get 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. You can cancel any time. Set it for 15 days, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and out. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more, InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's T-shirts, books, videos, non-heirloom, non-GMO, high-quality seeds, lowest price, huge selection, probably one of the biggest selections out there. That's what we set out to do. Weldon and Tim are always adding more to it, other great companies. But we're extending it maybe just a few more hours, because I need to hold some back and not just sell out of it before it gets here in a month. Brainforce, our top nootropic. We've got enough to keep going a few more hours at the sale, and I'm going to hold some back. It'll go to regular price. It's 45% off retail right now. Find out about L-theanine, alpha-GPC, and other key compounds it has with these upload acids that are patented to be able to really deliver to the brain. It's got a lot in it. Go check it out. And it's got vitamin B12, a bunch of other things. But Barcopa herb extract. It's got a bunch of stuff I can't pronounce. But top scientists and chemists and folks have come to this. And it's very popular on the third-party review sites. Five-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. It is ending in a few hours. BrainForce available.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
slid back into the chair here a little bit late. Almost a little bit late because I was busy sending a tweet out. And I don't normally tweet at Drudge or tweet at Trump, but I really think there's been a missed opportunity here, partially. Drudge hasn't missed it. He linked to it yesterday, linked to it a few weeks ago when it first broke last week. Phyllis Schlafly is a true intellectual woman, super smart, founded the modern conservative movement that tried to stop the globalist takeover, the whole Barry Goldwater deal. She's 91 years old. My grandmother's about to be 91, and she's sharper than my grandmother, who's still completely there. And there was a coup by Cruz operatives to take over her very powerful organization, Eagle Forum, because she supported Trump. They said that she was mentally ill, basically, and crazy, really, along with the majority of other Americans. Maybe the Republicans have a rule that Ted Cruz is allowed to take over the millions of the bank accounts and all the chapters and organizations of women and others in Eagle Forum around the country. Maybe so. Maybe that's the case. But I think, you know, routinely, Donald Trump tweets Infowars.com videos and articles. And I know a lot of my thoughts get telegraphed over to Trump, and he resonates with a lot of them. But I really think he should make an issue about Phyllis Schlafly, not just with conservatives, but everybody, about how Cruz tried to take over this lady's organization. So she's on with us in 1 hour. I should have added that earlier. She'll be joining us in the third hour. We have another informative guest joining us in the next segment. Stan Deo, really an expert, predicted all of this. I don't have the staff to even go back when he was on last year and predicted that this year would be incredible earthquakes and more. But now you see that he's going to be joining us to talk about earth changes and more in the second hour. And then in the third hour, we've got David Knight, always does a great job. He'll be honchoing, quarterbacking the operation. But Phyllis Schlafly is going to be on, and I just tweeted it out. You can go to Real Alex Jones and retweet that, everybody, with the link to Infowars.com/show, so that everybody at the Eagle Forum that survived the coup and everybody else can hopefully retweet this. And again, this tweet won't save the world, but I'm just getting better at actually trying to promote the show, which is growing. But if we just do a few other things, kind of like untying the boat from the dock when the motor's going, we'll go a little bit faster. And you, the listeners, really are the engine of this whole operation. So Infowars.com/show, send that link out to everybody. Infowars.com/newsletter. Put in your email if you want key alerts and, just a lot of inside info that we're able to send directly to folks that sign up for the email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. I want to get into this whole rap video saying basically kill Donald Trump. And the people on it really look like they're proud of themselves and think they're doing well. There's a jolliness to it. Like, you know, Santa Claus talking about this stuff. Because it's like, hey, the mainstream media says it's okay to do, and everybody jumps in on it. It reminds me of that, lighthearted video where folks are like, well, looking for the leprechaun. They're like, everybody see the leprechaun? Say, yeah, yeah. It's like it's fun. So there's this jolliness to it. And that's what's so scary about it, is that it's just, whether it's, you know, UT students or whether it's women or whether it's whoever it is, at a feminist meeting, they just really think it's the right thing to talk about killing people because you disagree with them. And the media and the Secret Service, everybody else just lets them do it. In fact, there's an article out today. Secret Service is overwhelmed. They can't even deal with all this. So Donald Trump's pretty mild. He's just a nationalist. And he's got them so scared, folks. It's crazy. We'll be back with the second hour. If you're listening to us on AM and FM stations, oh, that's so important. Tell everybody at your work, you name it. Lunch is coming up right now, to tune in their lunch hour for this local affiliate you're listening to, or send out that link to Infowars.com/show. That's how we win the war.
Visit
people power, grassroots,
today.
Nothing can stop you.